introducing today's contestants. A university volunteer coordinator from Silva, North Carolina, Jennifer Cooper. A writer from Los Angeles, California, Christine McKeever. And our returning champion, a journalist from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Andrew Thompson, whose one day cash winnings totaled $24,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everybody. Two Canadian champions in one week on Jeopardy. That's unusual. Oh, on the subject of Jeopardy champions. The Tournament of Champions starts this coming Monday. Jeopardy James Holzhauer, that popular and very successful player, coming back along with 14 other Jeopardy champions. It's going to be exciting stuff. Today also, Christine and Jennifer, good to have you here. Let's go to work, shall we? Now let's find out about the categories. First off, we deal with a shroom with a view. Oh, we're getting funny. Named for a president, we'll have a fashionable category. The UN reports their main musical instrument. You identify it. And finally, BC, in quotation marks. Andrew Stark.
Named for a president for 200.
In 1998, Congress wished him a happy 87th birthday by renaming Washington National Airport in his honor. Christine?
Who is Reagan?
Good.
Named for a president, 400.
Here's a nifty cabin made from these. Andrew.
What are logs?
Be more specific. Oh, no. Jennifer.
What are Lincoln logs?
Lincoln logs, yes.
Named for a president, 600.
Founded in Africa in 1822, it's the only world capital, besides Washington, D.C., that's named for a U.S. president. Andrew.
What is Monrovia?
That's it.
President, 800.
Seen here are flight controllers at work at this facility's Mission Control Center. Andrew.
What is the Johnson Space Center?
Yes.
President 1000.
Answer there. The Daily Double. You faltered a bit a moment ago, but you have $1,000 now.
Bet 1000.
Okay. The Department of Commerce headquarters building is named for this president who once served as Commerce Secretary.
Who is Hoover?
Hoover is right, and you've doubled your score. Let's go somewhere else.
UN reports, 200.
An alarming 2019 environmental report called for action to reduce the 8 million tons of this substance going into oceans every year. Jennifer.
What is plastic?
Yeah.
BC, 200, please.
It's a less appealing two-word name for tofu. Christine.
What is bean curd?
That's it.
BC for 4.
People who have these snakes as pets favor the red-tailed species. Jennifer.
What are boa constrictors?
Good.
BC for 6.
This musical notation sets the position of the F below middle C. Christine.
What is bass clef?
That's right.
BC for 8.
It's the slang term for the ideological barrier separating China from the West. And the BC this time comes up in bamboo curtain. Christine?
BC for 1,000.
This desert plant is named for its cylindrical shape. Jennifer?
What is a barrel cactus?
Good.
Fashionable category for 200.
This word for a rope used to tie up a horse is also the name of a sleeveless top that has straps around the neck that leave the back bare. Christine.
What is halter?
Halter, yeah.
Fashionable for 400.
This type of lace, used to make the fan scene here, bears the name of the French town where it originated. Christine.
What is Chantilly?
Chantilly lace.
Fashion for 6.
A musical instrument with bellows gives its name to this style of pleats. Christine.
What is accordion?
Right again.
Fashion for 8.
A royal house gives its name to this style for a necktie. It has a more complicated knot than a 4-in-hand. Christine.
What is Windsor?
Windsor is right, and that puts you all by yourself in first place with 3,000, and it puts us into this commercial break. Jennifer Cooper is from Silva, North Carolina, and when she was just a little girl, she had what I would think would be a pretty scary experience, and it occurred with your mom. You were 9 years old.
9 months old.
Oh, 9 months old. And your mother flew you up in a plane. She was a pilot.
She was. I don't actually remember it, but my first plane flight ever was my mom going from Kansas to Tennessee. We were moving. So.
And did you get to enjoy other flights as you grew older?
I have. Probably a little bit bigger, but, living proof that our parents used to be cool back before we came along.
All right, good. Christine McKeever is a writer from here in L.A. and a big hockey fan.
Yes.
But not of the L.A. Kings.
No, unfortunately.
What's your team?
New York Rangers.
Ah.
Right. And when I moved out here, they, of course, went to the finals with my king, Henrik Lundqvist, and then they lost in horrific fashion. And, hopefully we're in a rebuilding phase. Rebuilding.
Okay, good. All right, Andrew Thompson is from Canada. What's your team? You've got the
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Toronto Maple Leafs, not the Ottawa Senators?
Oh, no.
What, you're a journalist in Ottawa. Do you work for The Citizen, The Journal, what?
I work at CPAC, the Cable Public Affairs Channel. We cover politics and parliament and elections.
Oh, you mean there is political coverage in Ottawa, the capital of Canada?
It's, who would have thought?
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? All right, let's get back into this. Christine has command of the board. She makes the next selection for us. Go ahead.
Let's finish out fashion for 1,000.
This traditional peasant costume seen here is still worn in the Austrian and Bavarian Alps. Christine?
What is lederhosen?
No. Jennifer?
What is a dirndl?
Dirndl, yes.
A shroom with a view for 200, please.
These ubiquitous mushrooms share a name with something found on your shirt. Jennifer?
What are button mushrooms?
Yeah.
Shroom with a view 400?
P is for this type of mushroom that fittingly shares its name with a type of umbrella. Jennifer.
What is parasol?
Good.
Shroom with a view 600.
They're often used in Japanese dishes such as kinoko gohan. And those would be shiitake mushrooms. Jennifer.
Shroom with a view 800.
Don't be shell-shocked despite the name of this mushroom. It doesn't grow underwater. Jennifer.
Oyster mushrooms.
Remember to phrase it properly.
Oh, what is an oyster mushroom?
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry. Shroom with a view 1,000.
This Italian mushroom, whose name comes from a dairy product, is a juvenile portobello. Christine?
What is cremini?
Yes. Good.
Musical instrument for 200.
Alicia Keys. Christine?
What is piano?
That's what she plays.
Musical for 400.
Kenny G. Jennifer?
What is saxophone?
Good.
Musical instrument 6.
Earl Scruggs. Jennifer.
What is banjo?
Banjo, right.
Musical instrument 8.
Rock Hall of Famer Hal Blaine. What are drums? Back to you, Jennifer.
Musical instrument 1,000.
Sarah Chang and Midori. Christine.
What is cello?
No.
What is violin?
Violin, yes, Jennifer. Way to go.
UN reports 4.
From a 2018 report, there is evidence that integrating these people fleeing violence in local economies can be mutually beneficial. Andrew.
What are refugees?
Yes.
600.
The 2013 World Health Report said zinc supplements reduce the rate in kids of this lung infection associated with the elderly. Andrew.
What is emphysema?
No. Christine.
What is tuberculosis?
No.
Jennifer. What is pneumonia?
Pneumonia, yes.
800, please.
The 2018 World Drug Report said about 192 million people worldwide used this recreational drug, including 38 million Americans. Andrew.
What is marijuana?
Right. Now the last clue. A 2016 report found this financial issue had increased in 75% of the world's cities in the preceding two decades. Andrew.
What is income inequality?
Correct. Taking you to 3,600. You're safely ensconced in second place. Christine goes first, though, in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. This game is building the way so many of our games do on Jeopardy. One player gets off to an early lead, but then things to even out in Double Jeopardy. Let's see if it works that way. Christine, you pick first from these categories. We want you to feel the burn. Notice the spelling, though. Big and small screen classics. We'll be dealing with those, as well as agriculture, contractions, the National Book Awards, and finally, BC, but this time without the quotation marks. Where do we start?
Big and small screen classics for 400.
Gwen Verdon said she helped dub in the tapping and splashing in the title number in this 1952 film. Christine.
What is Singing in the Rain?
That's the film.
Classics for 8.
It's 10 years later as Al Swearengen and friends celebrate South Dakota statehood on the 2019 movie based on this HBO series. Christine.
What is Deadwood?
You got it.
1200, please.
Charlie Chaplin faces the perils of technology in this 1936 film that was also the last appearance of the tramp. Christine?
What is Modern Times?
Yes.
16.
Howie Mandel and Denzel Washington were on staff at this 80s show set at St. Elijah's Hospital. Christine?
What is St. Elsewhere?
Right.
Classics for 2000.
In this Alexander Payne film, Paul Giamatti is asked, why are you so into Pinot? Andrew?
What is Sideways?
Yes.
Agriculture 400.
Farmers plant trees around farms to create windbreaks as they battle this, attrition of soil by wind. Andrew.
What is erosion?
Good.
800 agriculture.
A 138-pound cabbage set a world record for Scott Robb, a farmer in this state, benefiting from the above-average amount of sunlight. Andrew.
What is California?
Nope. Christine and Jennifer. Took place in Alaska. Yeah. Andrew, back to you.
Agriculture for 1200.
Answer.
Early double. 1500.
Here's the clue then. In France and Germany, asparagus is grown underground to inhibit this pigment, creating a delicious white variety.
What is chlorophyll?
That's right.
Agriculture 1600.
This 11-letter type of farming supplies produce for the farmer to eat, but not enough for market. Andrew.
What is sustainable?
No. Christine.
What is subsistence?
That's it.
Contractions for 400.
Why'd you do that? Just this 5-letter contraction. Christine.
What is cause?
Just cause.
Contractions 800.
The American Heritage Dictionary calls it perhaps the single most famous feature of Southern United States dialects. Andrew.
What is y'all?
Yeah.
Contractions 1200.
A contraction of would rather. Having these would mean you'd get your way. Christine.
What is druthers?
Yes.
Contractions for 1600.
There is a contraction in this French phrase for please. It's literally, if it pleases you. Andrew.
What is s'il vous plaît?
Right.
Contractions 2000.
The poem Home Sweet Home doesn't begin, "Mong pleasures and palaces, though we may roam." The first word is this contraction. It's not mong, it's mid. Back to you, Andrew.
Agriculture 2000.
Most of the dairy cows in the United States are descended from this cattle breed, named for an area of northern Germany. Andrew.
What is Hessian?
No. Jennifer.
What is Holstein?
That's it.
Field of Burn 400, please.
On November 28, 1848, the parliament of this country chose Bern as its federal capital. Andrew.
What is Switzerland?
Good.
Bern for 800.
Finn, Björk, and Ursina are a family of brown, these big animals, fishing and climbing in a park in the heart of Bern since 2009. Andrew.
What are bears?
Bears, yes.
1200 Bern.
Tour the second-floor apartment of Kramgasse 49, where this scientist began to live in 1903 and did some incredible work, relatively speaking. Andrew.
It was Einstein.
Yes.
1600 Bern.
Any pirate could tell you that Bern lies along this river with a double A rating that rises in the Alps. Andrew.
What is the R?
R, yes.
And pirate. 2000, Field of Bern.
Renzo Piano designed the Bern Museum here, dedicated to this painter, a local boy who taught at Bauhaus in the 1920s. And the painter is Paul Klee. Two categories left.
BC 400.
Starting around 600 BC, many Jews were deported east from the Kingdom of Judah in what's known as the Babylonian This Forced Departure. The Babylonian exile or diaspora. Andrew.
BC 800.
Human occupation on Corsica dates from at least the 3rd millennium BC, as evident from dolmens and menhirs, standing these. Jennifer.
What are stones?
Stones, good.
BC 1200.
Ostia, at the mouth of this river, served as Rome's naval base and commercial harbor. Andrew.
What is the Tiber?
Tiber River, yes.
BC 1600.
Answer. Daily double. You're in the lead.
1500.
Okay. In the first century BC, Philo of Larissa taught his skeptical philosophy at this school founded by Plato.
What is the academy?
That's right.
BC 2000.
The 6th century BC Temple of Artemis was a mainstay of this city, whose resident St. Paul would later pen a letter to. Christine.
What is Ephesus?
Yes, Ephesus.
Book awards for 2000.
He won fiction awards for The Magic Barrel and The Fixer, but not for The Natural. Who is Bernard Malamud? Back to you, Christine.
16.
Thomas Pynchon found the fiction prize at the end of this 1973 novel. Andrew.
What is Gravity's Rainbow?
Correct.
1200.
Colson Whitehead liberated the 2016 fiction award for his novel about this title, 19th Century Conveyance. Andrew.
What is the Underground Railroad?
Yes.
800.
The 2017 nonfiction winner was Masha Gessen's The Future is History, How Totalitarianism Reclaimed This Superpower. Christine.
What is Russia?
Right, now the last clue. This Tom Wolfe work was spacey but had the correct contents to win a 1980 nonfiction award. Jennifer?
What is The Right Stuff?
That's it. Impressive game. Any of you can win it. Depends on how you do with this subject. Religion. Aha. They'll make their wagers and we'll come back to reveal it.
A freeze warning in effect. When you'll want to keep your coats handy for the weekend, and I'm tracking the next chance for rain.
Brilliant Baltimore. Light City takes over the Inner Harbor. The inside look at the incredible art celebrating the city.
To help your pumpkin last longer, consider leaving this topmost part of it intact as it continues to provide nutrients even after it's been picked. What is the stem? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
With these numbers you see in front of you, another big payday possibility exists for our players as they deal with religion. Here is the clue. This denomination takes its name from the day, as told in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Let's see how things work out. Jennifer Cooper, we start with you. You accumulated a pretty impressive 10,200, and you wrote down, what are the Seventh-day Adventists? Incorrect. What'll it cost you? Everything. You dropped a zero. Let's go to Christine. She had 11,600. Not looking happy all of a sudden. She wrote down, what is Seventh-day Adventists? We have a theme going here, obviously. You lost everything. Down to zero. Wouldn't it be wild if we wound up with three zeros and three new players coming back after the Tournament of Champions? It depends on Andrew Thompson. He had 15,000, and he wrote down Seventh-day Adventists. No, we're talking about Pentecostalism, the Pentecost. What did you lose? Did you lose 15,000? No, 8201. So you're left with enough money to remain champion, 6,799, giving you now a two-day total of $30,800, and you get to rest for 2 weeks. And we'll come back to start that Tournament of Champions on Monday. Join us then. Thank you so long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
When fingertips get cracked, there's Gold Bond Cracked Skin Relief. Precisely fills cracks. 94% saw noticeable improvement. Gold Bond Cracked Skin Relief.
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.